Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. Instacart is on a mission to have you not leave the couch this basketball season. Because between the pregame rituals and the postgame interviews, it can be difficult to find time for everything else. So let Instacart take care of your game day snacks or weekly restocks and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Because we hear it's bad luck to be hungry on game day. So download the Instacart app today and enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
2 hours down, 3 hours to go. KM to AM, a five-hour vehicle on the fan. Keith McPherson, your nighttime host, talking sports. Obviously, the biggest story in New York sports we just covered for the last 2 hours. But I will still take your calls on Juan Toto, Juan Soto, and the Mets losing to the Yankees in the Subway Series. But you know what? I don't know how many times I've heard this over the last couple weeks. There's one team that unites us all. Not all of us. Not all of us. But majority of New Yorkers that are basketball fans and fair weather fans and casual fans and just people that are born and bred in New York City. They root for the Knicks. They want to see the Knicks do well. And they're doing better than they've done in the last 20, 24 years. I can't hate on it. It's not about me. It's bigger than me. As your host at night, as we are walking into the Eastern Conference Finals, I'm excited for it because I watch the Eastern Conference Finals every year. I watch the finals every year. This is different. This Knicks team can win. I don't know what to predict. I'm not going to give a prediction yet. Maybe tomorrow night. The Knicks have home court advantage. That's a good thing. That's why you fight for that seeding. That's why you don't play the game to try and duck an opponent. You get the highest seed you could get. You don't know what's going to happen. There's so much that's being made of revenge. I listened to Jalen Brunson and Josh Hart talk today, and you know Josh Hart wasn't talking about revenge, and I think the players, and not the fans, the players understand that attrition is a part of the game, guys getting hurt, guys not being healthy. You know, Josh Hart talked about not being able to play the way that he wanted because he was hurt. But knock on wood, the Knicks are healthy now. But now they face a team that is deep with a deep bench. They face a Pacers team, like I've been saying, their name fits their style of play. They like to run. They can score in transition. They press. They can shoot. And if you're not conditioned, a team that can go this deep, you know, about 10 deep, they can beat you like that. But I still look at the Pacers as like, yo, you beat a hurt team again. You beat the Cavaliers, and they weren't at 100% from Darius Garland, Evan Mobley, DeAndre Hunter, and even Donovan Mitchell, who tried to be Spider-Man, literally tried to be the hero and save the day, but couldn't get it done on his own. So as I look at this matchup with Indiana, and I went on a rant the other day. I don't care for Indiana. Why would I root for Indiana over the city of New York in anything? I'm not rooting for the Colts to beat the Giants. The Giants decided to beat the Colts and give up that first overall thing. I'm rooting for the Knicks to do something that we haven't seen in a long time, for these young Knicks fans to do, as Juan Soto grounds out. Leading off the top of the eighth. Still killing worms. I'm sorry, I'm watching the game, bro. Some people can't watch the game. Juan Soto, who I just called Juan Toto, Juan Soto, another ground out. That's not it, Juan. Team's down 3-1. It's the eighth inning. The Mets are down to their last five outs. But yeah, let's start talking about the Knicks. And I see some Knicks calls popping up. Juan Soto calls we'll get to. What I'll say is, the Knicks have home court advantage, and I think what also will play to their advantage is the fact that they played Friday. The Pacers have been on the shelf. They're going to have a full Wednesday to Wednesday without playing a basketball game. They got to travel here. They got to deal with New Yorkers, deal with New York fans. And you owe them one, right? the video popped up on my timeline of Miles Turner, who I can't stand. I think his fits are whack. I think his voice is whack. I think his whole steez is like just the way he carries himself. He's a cornball. Miles Turner trolling Knicks fans outside MSG after the Knicks lost Game 7 to the Pacers a year ago. Remember how hurt you were? Remember how you felt like Loogie says, you're the uncrowned champions? Remember how you felt like, man, we would have beat these guys if Brunson didn't have, you know, a broken hand, if OG didn't have the hamstring, if Josh Hart didn't have the abdominal injury, if Embiid didn't tackle Mitchell Robinson. But nobody cried for the Knicks fan. Nobody caped for the Knicks fan like they caped for Tatum and the Boston Celtics, and we find out, Jaylen Brown was playing with a torn meniscus, and the Celtics were banged up, and that's why this happened. There's always an excuse, right? The Knicks don't get any excuses, so don't make any excuses for them, but don't quit on them either. Through the Pistons series and through the Celtics series, I took calls and hosted shows every night after these games, and I think because I'm not a diehard, lifelong Knicks fan, I can look at it objectively. I can look at it as a basketball fan. I'm like, they're going to win the series, and they won both series in six. And I listen to fans quit on them and say that they're not tough, that they don't have enough chemistry, they're not gritty enough, they're weak, guys disappear, this guy's getting paid too much money for his performance, this guy and this and this and this and that, and Karl Anthony Towns, and I don't know about the trade, and look at Dante DiVincenzo and Julius Randle and all that. Belief is needed now. That has been my phrase around the Knicks. If you've believed in the Knicks your entire life where you didn't jump ship, become a Brooklyn Nets fan, you didn't jump ship and be a Lakers fan or a Boston fan or a Warriors fan or a Bulls fan. That's another thing. I'll say it again because I know people aren't liking it. If you are a Knicks hater, you need to stand down right now. It is not your time. They will not let you live out here talking down on the Knicks. Just watch. If you want to hate, if you want to pick the Pacers in six or seven, do that. But just know, like, the Knicks have it all right in front of them to not just get to the finals but win the finals. And if that happens, this city is going to be flipped upside down. If that happens, Manhattan is possibly going to sink into the Hudson River. If you thought it was crazy after Game 6 out there, now people know you can climb those billboards. Now people know, like, those poles weren't greased. Now people are ready to go out there and make the next side talk video. And so here comes Tyrese Halliburton and his beef with Wally Szczerbiak. Great. I love the theater. I love the dynamic of these things. Here comes Reggie Miller, and we'll play the clip. I know Connor had it last week. It might be in the system. I'm going to send it to Paulie, too. Because I do think it's crazy. You don't think it's crazy that, like, Reggie Miller calls games and will call some of these games? And he's a former Pacer and a Knick hater, and he's open about it. Like, he's clearly open about it. And you guys remember with the Reggie Miller chants, that stuff is back on. So I'm looking forward to the series just for the history, right? The last time the Knicks were in the Eastern Conference Finals, it was the Pacers who knocked them off. So you owe them for that, too. You owe them for being hurt last year. You owe them for Miles Turner trolling your fans and Reggie Miller talking. You know, these corn farmers, I don't like anything about them. Gainbridge Fieldhouse is whack. Their alternative jerseys are whack. The Pacers are whack. I don't want to see them in another Eastern Conference Finals. But here they are, and they think that they're big. Tyrese Halliburton loves to talk about how he's not overrated, and they have a chip on their shoulder, whether it's TJ McConnell, that little rat. He's annoying as hell. You're going to have to deal with him. Don't sleep on OG Toppin or Obi Toppin. OG Toppin. OG Anunoby. Obi Toppin. Don't sleep on Obi Toppin either. Like, I'm sure he's going to have a chip on his shoulder coming back. He's a New Yorker, Dunker's Delight son. Like, I think there's so many little dynamics and things in this series that are going to make this really fun. Pascal Siakam and OG Anunoby, obviously former teammates and champions in Toronto. And yeah, Knicks fans, get excited. And my message to you is belief is needed. You can beat them, but no, it's a series. They could lose the first two games of the series, still win the series. So don't quit on them if they struggle. Don't quit on, like, they're going to make adjustments. And the last piece of it is Rick Carlisle versus Tom Thibodeau. Hey, here it is, Tibbs. This is your time to shine. You're going up against a champion. You're going up against a guy with a ton of experience, a guy that's prepared, and you're prepared. Have your team prepared. Styles make fights. Keep that phrase in your mind because there's going to be probably six, seven different fights. And I think that these teams are different, but they're evenly matched. And I know that the Knicks, you know, during the regular season, and the regular season has nothing to do with this, but the last time they squared off in February, the Knicks beat them 128-115. If you go back to 2024 when this season started, The Pacers got the best of the Knicks 132-121. And then, you know, those games don't really matter early in the season, and they also don't really matter when certain players are out. I think the Knicks have the advantage. They have home court advantage. They have the Garden. And the fact that the last game that was played in the Garden was a party from start to finish, that can carry over into game one. You take game one, and you're off to the races. 888-808-1019. To hell with Indiana and the corn farmers. You know, I think Friday night we were naming all the random Knicks that this is for, all the random Knicks that you watch. In my notes, somebody put up a picture of Enes Kanter and Trey Burke. And I'm like, that wasn't even a long time ago. Some young kids, like, I had to watch Trey Burke pick and rolls with Enes Kanter, right? Wasn't that long ago that you were watching Evan Fournier and Kemba Walker. Like, now this Knicks team has talented players. This Knicks team has experience. And I feel like they gained experience through the playoffs. They gained that experience that we were like, yo, they don't have the chemistry. They're not there yet in the regular season. I doubted them. I'm like, they didn't draft this team. They kind of threw this team together in the last year and a half. I don't know if they're going to be able to rock with a team like the Celtics that have been in battles. Well, they beat them. Now let's see if they can get revenge and beat the Pacers. 888-808-1019. Mario, Long Beach, back on the Fan.
Hey, like your little rant there on the Knicks. It was interesting. I agree with a lot of the things you're saying. I really like the series. I think they're going to do really well. And, you know, we have to root as a Knicks fan. We got to root for Minnesota. Because you know what happens if Minnesota wins, right?
Of course. Then you have home court advantage in the finals.
Wow, man. And it'd be kind of nice to come back and have, like, now they're going to be playing against two of the players on Minnesota who were on the Knicks last year. And have, Randolph. And
the storylines and the script writes itself for that, you know, next round. And even if it's OKC, Isaiah Hartenstein is over there with them. So, yeah, this is going to be great.
Exactly, but if Minnesota's the one and they can beat Indiana, they're favorite to win. They're the favorite team. Those are the numbers.
Let's
get
to game one and take this series one game at a time. It is not going to be easy. If you watch the Pacers play and even how they played against the Cavaliers, I'm not giving them so much credit because they played a hurt team and, you know, a couple of those games were really close, but they're not backing down. They, like, Tyrese Halliburton showed up with a Reggie Miller choking shirt on. Like, they look at New York and they look down on New York. They look at New York and they don't think that the Knicks are what the fans and the media might, you know, paint them as or make them. It's like they're ready to rock. They're ready to come in here and knock the Knicks off again because they did it last year.
That's right, right. But really quickly, my two things to victory are this. The three guys,
Mikal
Bridges and Cat, they got to average 60 points between those three guys. Because you know what Harden is going to do. You know what Brunson's going to do. I think that's a key. And the biggest thing is we got Brunson, man. Do you know what they were said the other day? Brunson's averaging more points in the fourth quarter in playoffs than anybody in history, including Michael Jordan.
Yeah, I was reading the stats off. It's a wild.
I mean, this guy has got some wild numbers. You know, that's why it gets me like really.
It doesn't make sense either because he's the smallest guy on the floor. He can't dunk. But he's a technician as far as his footwork, his skill, and getting to his shot and not missing. He's cold-blooded. He's a demon in the fourth quarter.
Yo, and in the Detroit game real quick, remember that when he made that beautiful three-point shot to win the game?
I think it was game two. I remember all of these games. And
yeah.
You're going to need more heroics. If Jalen Brunson, as much as we want to talk about King of New York, as much as we want to talk about Jalen Brunson as Captain Clutch, Clutch Player of the Year, if he is able to be the player of this series and lead the Knicks to a finals, like, he gets immortalized just off of getting them to the NBA final. Like, he becomes an upper echelon of all-time New York athletes off that.
Yeah, right now I wouldn't trade him for anybody in the whole NBA. Right now I want him.
You can't trade him. He took less to be here. It's his team. His dad is on the bench as a coach.
Exactly. Thanks for taking my call. Enjoy the evening.
You got it, Mario. 888-808-1019. I will say I'm a little envious because I felt like a couple years back I had a team that could go to the Eastern Conference Finals, but I'm not mad at the Knicks fan for hating on that team. I'm not mad at the Knicks fan for not wanting to see that team get there before they got there. You know, that team had just got there in, you know, 2013. That team had, you know, just got there and kind of, you know, took some players that you thought might be Knicks. I'm over that. If anything, I'm looking at the organization, like, yo, that's on you. You guys made that mistake. If you're a Knicks fan, you got to love your organization and the team that they put together and how they actually did push the right buttons, and here you are. 888-808-1019. Alex is in Lakewood on the Fan. Go for it, Alex.
What's up, Keith? First about the Yankees, what do you think happens when, what do you think they could do, I think by the trade deadline or even earlier, Grisham, they can move Grisham. He's a cheap piece that teams will take, and you have four outfielders, and you could probably get a starter.
I think we have like 3.5 outfielders. Dominguez scares the hell out of me in a big spot, and I'm not ready at 22 years old in his rookie season to say, we can get rid of Trent Grisham and rely on Dominguez in
Grisham
left field every day.
Grisham was a 190 hitter that had good defense. So
what's he hitting now? What's he doing now? I don't care about his career.
So the same way Dominguez has had a bad start, Grisham has had a bad career his whole career.
What does that mean, though, Alex? Like, we're talking about a 22-year-old rookie just getting his opportunity versus a veteran that like is now actually getting a longer run and should have got more run last year. I don't care about what Grisham did in Milwaukee or even with the Padres. He shined in the postseason against the Mets with the Padres. I'm trying to get that guy back to the main stage and see if he can, you know, find some of that.
What do you think about just not letting Stanton play till like August or whenever, like this? He just gets ready for the playoffs. You don't want him to come back with 100 games left or whatever. Not 100, but like 80 games left, and then have a bigger chance to get injured again.
Yeah, I don't think they're in any rush, and I also don't think it's a bad problem to have. To like this lineup, you put Giancarlo Stanton in this lineup, we're talking about, I remember us saying, you know, there's four MVPs in this lineup with Judge, with Belly, with Goldie. You put Stanton back in this lineup.
Yeah, and what about, I have a random question for you about the Jets. Do you think since they didn't put, meaning I think if Aaron Rodgers would have signed with the Steelers, then they would have put the Jets in Sunday night or Monday night football. But do you think the league doesn't know, or they know he's retiring because they didn't do that?
I think it's preemptive. I think, you know, the league...
Even if there was a chance, I think they would have at least put it at a 4:35 game.
Yeah, but the game is the game. And you know what? I honestly think the league is off of the Jets and the Giants. They invested a lot of primetime real estate in those teams thinking that they might be something, and they were not. So, you know, the schedule is out.
And now you have to go prove them wrong.
Sure. I think the Jets and the Giants can prove a lot of people wrong this year. I think I've said about the Jets, I said in my open, I think Saturday, like the Jets not being in the headlines is a win. They're not being a you know, something laughable or something sketchy
at least
about the Jets.
You can't get laughed at as much as Aaron Rodgers. Even if you have a bad season, there won't be that hype.
But that's the thing. They now have a GM and a head coach that I think are turning them into an actual professional NFL franchise. And you do that quietly.
With the Knicks. What do you think the storyline is going to be? And do you think there's any Knicks fans if they lose to Minnesota in the championship?
Or Wait, we got to get through the Eastern Conference Finals first.
No, but I'm saying is if that happens, do you think there's going to be Knicks fans that say we could have done it with Randall and DiVincenzo?
Of course there's going to be. But I think the elation of seeing that NBA Finals logo on the floor in Madison Square Garden, like, I think there'll be bigger fish to fry. It'll be different. I don't think people will be really looking at it like, man, like, you know, we got to get there. They got to get through OKC.
Also,
we can't just act like they're going to beat OKC.
Yeah, but first of all, who said OKC? I mean, Minnesota was the best team to play OKC all year. They were 2-2 and all.
It's the playoffs now.
But they played them well all year. Usually,
I know, but it's the playoffs now, and they are a younger bunch.
And I saw this, that Minnesota has the best lineup in the playoffs. They have their lineup with McDaniels, Randall
from Jersey. Yeah, I know
Randall,
who's on their team. I know what they have. They're very good.
The best lineup in the playoffs.
I respect them. It's the NBA. Everybody told us the Celtics were beating the Knicks, and the Knicks are home right now. Thanks for the call, Alex. 888-808-1019. Everybody told us that the Cavaliers, number one, were gonna, you know, potentially gentlemen sweep the Pacers. They got hurt. All right, so like we can't jump anyone here now. It's the final four teams. The highest seed left is OKC. They have the MVP on their team. Sam Presti has done a good job of figuring it out with those guys. Let's see how they match up. I know Minnesota is tough as hell. They might just bully those kids. But for our purposes, we got to stay locked in on New York. And New York's got to handle their business. And I feel like the Knicks have learned, right? The Knicks have to learn to handle prosperity. They have to learn how to win back-to-back games. You win a game, win the next one. They got to learn. And I'm not talking about how they stole the first two games in Boston. I'm talking about, hey, you win a game on your home floor, come back and win the next one. You got to kind of put your foot on their throats. It seems like the Knicks, you know, they only responded when their backs were against the wall where they had no choice, or like the, you know, the series would flip or momentum would change. Look at this. Aroldis Chapman. Aroldis Chapman on the mound against the New York Mets. Top of the ninth, trying to get the last three outs. Chapman still doing it. I don't miss him. I don't miss him at all.
I feel good about this if I'm a Mets fan. Chapman on the hill. He just tried to catch a ball barehanded from the ump and he missed it.
Yeah, that was weird. What was that?
He missed the ball. And I don't know if he hurt his hand now, but he missed the ball. That was real weird.
Bro, remember Chapman with the fingernail? And Chapman, there's always something with this dude, bro. Sweaty ass Chapman. I'm good. I don't miss him at all. Hey, if he wasn't sweating, he wasn't going to have a good outing. He's not sweating right now. Get him warmed up. He's got to be.
What an interesting career Chapman had, right? Like, that dude
Pirates,
was one of the more dominated left-handed
Yankees,
relievers.
Rangers. Was he with the Royals for a minute?
He might.
Yes, I think he was with the Royals before he got to the Rangers.
Like, a dominant 105, reliever.
The Cuban Missile, throwing 105 miles an hour. He's still up there. He's 102 by Nimmo. Or who was that? Vientos. Anyway, 888-808-1019. Back to the Yankees.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals, but you're scrolling your phone and maybe you're in bed because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you get at the store, like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Yankee fans and Met fans on the fan. Steve in Manhattan, you're in there.
Who did you call?
You, Steve. Steve in Manhattan, you're live.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you. Yeah, what I wanted to comment about earlier with all these different calls about Juan Soto is a number of things. Yes, he's been great, and then he's had a poor start with the Mets. However, when he got traded to San Diego, his numbers with San Diego when he first got traded there are almost identical to the numbers he has with the Mets right now. At the end of the year, his numbers were not quite Juan Soto, but they were very good numbers. Again, now you have this albatross of a contract. He's feeling pressure from that. He's feeling pressure from this, that, and everything else. If we go back and we look at Francisco Lindor, his first year in New York was horrible. The Mets fans hated him. And he said, and the second year he got better and he's gotten better since. Now all of a sudden, he's in MVP terms of speaking about there's a possibility for him to win it. He got more comfortable in New York. Now you can say, yes, Juan Soto played in New York last year, but that was the Yankees. That was a lot less pressure on certain things. It's a different pressure playing for the Mets.
I got to stop you right there, Steve. Thanks for the call. There is no world where there is less pressure on a New York Yankee like than a Met. Like, there's way more pressure planned for the Yankees than the Mets. That's the whole thing they do, right? They take players from the Yankees and bring them to the Mets, and they're like, hey, it's not as hard over here. You know, it's New York, but it's not as pressure-filled over here. You don't win. It's okay. We don't have the history that the Yankees have. We don't have the expectations that they have. Speaking of that, Mets lose. Needed some help against the Red Sox here, trying to keep the Red Sox back. Mets lose. Francisco Alvarez grounds into a double play. 3-1. Taking your calls at 888-808-1019. The Mets lose back-to-back games. They are now 29-18. And we'll take a look at the box score and what Kodai Senga did and what the lineup did not do. The Mets offense continues to struggle. One run is not going to cut it. One run is not going to get it done. And yeah, with Juan Soto, to respond to your total call, Steve, talking about the Padres and the contract, whatever, the book on Juan Soto as a Met is just beginning. Just this one chapter is closed as far as what will Juan Soto do in his return to Yankee Stadium? How long did we talk about what Yankee fans would do? And I was getting on the fan telling you guys exactly what was going to happen. Like, I don't know why we have to spend so much time. They're going to boo. They're going to chant F Juan Soto. There are going to be signs. They're going to be T-shirts. It's going to be loud. I'm like, if we turn our backs, not to any action, and if we turn our backs, not to his first at bat, who turns their back to the game? We'll turn our back for a photo. A Soto photo. 888-808-1019. Steve is in Rockland on the fan. What's up, Steve?
You know, Keith, the thing that struck me more than anything is that today, when if you looked at the box scores, Jason Dominguez has the same batting average as Juan Soto.
That's insane, actually.
Yeah, I thought that was something that was very telling. I mean, it just kind of like, whoa. It was just a whoa moment. I'm not going to comment further, but you said something that I found just intriguing, what you said about Steve Cohen and how he's put himself in a way behind the eight ball for future negotiations. I had not really considered that aspect of it because he gave away, you know, all of these other perks. All right. And I was like, wow. I thought that was very good insight. And here's something I want to say about Brunson. Okay. You know, when the Knicks signed him, I was looking around for something that was not, you know, maybe like being covered mainstream. And the thing that struck me and made me confident in the signing was that one of the people who was really upset about it was Luka Doncic. He was the guy who said, why did you?
Yep.
He was the dude. He was complaining that Dallas let him get away. And just on that point, Dallas had Luka Doncic and they had Jalen Brunson on the same team and they let them go. How does in the NBA, you know, if you look at the way the Knicks mismanaged everything for years. It's going to take them years unless they're incredibly lucky. And they just did get very lucky, didn't they? Now that you mention it, right? They're going to have the number one pick, right? That doesn't really mean anything. But how long is it going to take that franchise to recover from those missteps? I mean, it's just unbelievable
to
me.
2 years.
Screwed up.
Thanks for the call, Steve. I gave you some runway, and I'll try and answer, and then we got a break. It's going to take them 2 years. They're about to get Cooper Flagg. They're going to add Cooper Flagg to a team with a recovering Kyrie Irving, but also AD. And like, Cooper Flagg is real. Like, maybe his rookie year, he's not dominant, but by the time he's in his second year and Kyrie is back, and like the Mavericks will be fine. And the NBA made sure that they'll be fine because they need that Dallas market. It's one of the larger markets, and those fans literally showed up to American Airlines Center with a casket, and they went viral chanting and ranting and raving, and they stopped coming to games, and you can't lose that market. Even with the conversation about the owners, the part owners that Mark Cuban sold the team to, and them having a casino in Vegas, and them having hopes and dreams of opening a casino, and all that conspiracy stuff that started around the Mavericks, somehow the lottery ball bounced their way, and they got the number one overall pick. Let's go backwards, though. It was 2022 when Jalen Brunson had that big game over, I think, the Utah Jazz. I think he dropped like 30 points. Yeah, Brunson had 31 points on 12 of 22 shooting. And that was while Mavs superstar point guard Luka Doncic recovered from his left calf strain. So honestly, like Brunson being a second-round pick, Brunson being under the radar, when guys play basketball and they practice with you and they work out with you, they know who is who. They know who is who and what is what and who's real. And when Brunson stepped up in that game, that was when I remember being like, hey, this kid from Villanova that's a champion, like when they actually give him the rock and let him, like he can get busy a little bit. But they didn't want to pay him. Mark Cuban and them let him walk. They had Luka. There are people saying now their bigger mistake was losing Brunson and not Luka. Look at what Brunson has become. But everything happens for a reason. I think he became that with the Knicks. He took it on. He wanted to be a Knick. His dad was a Knick. He had been in the area like he wanted that. Now let's go backwards again here. Steve Cohen giving Juan Soto everything that he asked for. You give them an inch, they're going to take a mile. And it isn't just Juan Soto. It was the entire Supreme Court of Soto. The Yankees drew a line in the sand. So when I talk about now, it sets a precedent and it sets a weird one. There's already a weird one in your clubhouse because there are players that are more impactful or just as impactful or just as good. And they're going to ask for things. Or have their manager or agent or someone ask you for it. And then you're going to have to do some things that, like, you can't set that precedent of giving these players everything. The Yankees had some rules in place. Derek Jeter paid for the suite with his dad and his mom and his sister and his nephew. Like, they paid for that suite. It's a business. We sell these suites. We can't gift it to you. That would be a loss. On top of $760 million, you can pay for it. No. Security detail, a clothing allowance for your mom. Come on, Juan. You should already be paying for mama's closet and all of her clothes without somebody like, why does that have to go through us? The Yankees drew a line because they said, we've had Mariano Rivera here. We've had Derek Jeter here. We have Aaron Judge here. Aaron Judge is paying for his suite. We're offering you almost double what we're giving Judge. We're not going to give you a suite on top of that. I'm sorry, bro, but no, you'll be a DH in 5 years. No, we have to draw the line somewhere. We want you back, but no, we're not going to sell our soul to you. It's funny, right? Now go back to Dominguez. What was funny was in the stadium, Juan Soto's in right field or Juan Soto's batting and they're chanting, Jason Dominguez, we want Dominguez, we got Dominguez. Now the Yankees didn't necessarily like plan it this way, but I joked about, oh, we've got a young Dominican outfielder who's a top prospect, who's coming into the league young, who's going to enter our outfield. We're good over here. We're good over here. Dominguez has been pretty good as of late. 888-808-1019. We'll continue to talk about the Yankees. Get your reaction on the Mets losing to the Red Sox in game one of that series in Fenway 3-1. Of course, we're going to continue to talk about Juan Soto, but I've opened the floodgates for Knicks fans to tell me what they think about the Eastern Conference Finals against the Pacers. Your nighttime host, Keith McPherson on the Fan, halfway through a 5-hour KM to AM. Don't go anywhere. We're coming right back. Let's see if there's any Mets fans that want to check in. I know some of the Mets fans tuned out during my open. I would too. I wouldn't want to hear it. I would not want to hear it. Just like I know there's some Yankee fans that tune out when the Mets fans on the station, whether it's Lugie or Sal or Evan, are going on and on about Soto and little brother, big brother, like, you don't want to hear it. But now, the Mets game has ended. Let's get some thoughts and reactions. Like, on my screen, Mets offense last six games, 1.67 runs, 183 average, 528 OPS, 150 average with runners in scoring position, only hit one home run, zero games with more than four runs scored. That has nothing to do with me. It has a little bit to do with the Yankees, but more so to do with Francisco Lindor, Juan Soto, Pete Alonso, the rest of the Mets. So, like, this is a stretch right now where this Mets team, we've seen them be prolific at the plate. We've seen them hit better than everyone. We've seen them put up double-digit hits, double-digit runs. What is going on right now? 888-808-1019. Right now, though, we have Knicks fans that want to weigh in. Like I said before the break, you know, it's wide open for Knicks fans to start to believe and start talking about the series and the matchup and what they think is going to happen. Belief is needed now. And, man, you're this close to the dream being realized. How many times did people tell you, you ain't won anything? You didn't win anything. What are you talking about? They haven't won anything. You win this series, you won the East. Let's go to Long Island and talk to Craig on the Fan. What's up, Craig?
What's up, Key? It's first time, long time. Been listening since day one for you, so hoping to get a ding-ding here.
Ding-ding-ding. I've been forgetting to do that. I need a sound effect that just plays.
Exactly. Now, I'm a new dad, too, so it's been really cool listening to you. I know you're not supposed to talk about your family, but...
congrats to you. Hope the nights are okay and the days are fun and everything is going well.
Yeah, we're 9.5 months in, so we're past that hump, which is nice. So we're getting some sleep, and I get the chance to sit on hold for 25 minutes and talk to you. But no, I'm a 34-year-old Knicks fan. I remember the 99 finals. I actually chirped at you back in. I had to pull it back up February of 22. You called me out. I said, there's a difference between a Nets fan and a Knicks hater, and you're the latter. And I misspelled the word latter. You called me out. Some of your Nets people are on me. But, you know, I love your perspective as a tri-state loyalist. And, you know, like you were talking about, this is for all those Knicks. This is for the Eddie Curry headband that I got back in the day. This is for Chris Dudley, Tony Douglas, Zach Randolph. This is for T-Mac when he was here. You know, we want to send those Hicks home. There's no reason not to believe, to your point. This was the dream we never saw coming. You know, if you run into OKC, that'll be tough. But, you know, why not us if we're healthy, right?
Why not? Maybe it's your time. Maybe it's divine. Maybe it's written in the stars. I can see the pathway. I saw it when you went up 2-0 against the Celtics. I'm like, this might be the year, and you don't know when you're going to have another year. You don't know. Like, you got to be all in, and I know you are. Thanks for calling. Thanks for bringing up the Twitter stuff.
You're trying to go all in.
I remember that back and forth. Thanks for the call, Craig. And what I'll say, too, is about, like, the Twitter stuff. I love it. But stand down. There was a time where the Net fan could poke his chest out and talk to the Knick fan a certain type of way because there was a winning streak going on. There was consistent playoff appearances going on where the Knicks were not. Like, the time has changed. And I can't tell anyone what to do, but I'm just telling you, at least, you know, there are people that want me to be like, I forget, shout out to what Nets fans say on Twitter. He's like, you're a spokesperson for the Nets. I'm like, the Nets don't pay me. I'm not a spokesperson for the Nets. I'm a suffering Nets fan like you, bro. I'm mad like you, bro. But I'm not going to take my anger out on the Knicks fan. I watch them struggle. I watch them suffer. I watch them be trash. Stay down till you come up. How could I hate on them in my city? Oh, because they hated on us. I'm like, yeah, you know why they hated on us? Because they were hurt. They hated on us because they didn't want to see us prosper before them. They felt like we didn't belong. We should have stayed in Jersey. And honestly, being from Jersey, I felt that way too. The Knicks play in the middle of New York. Real New Yorkers are fans of them. Real New Yorkers that have left New York to work in other places are still fans of them. They got a ton of fans. Now they actually have a team that matches the fan base. So I'm not going to hate, not on my radio show, not at all. I said it would be Celtics in five, just like everybody else, going off the regular season. And then as I watch the games, I'm like, yo, none of that matters. I don't know what I'm predicting with the Pacers. I think it could go seven. I think it'll go six. The first two rounds went six, so why wouldn't this one go six? But I just think it would be foolish to be a New York City radio host in a rare time like this. Same thing with St. John's. I think it'd be foolish for me to get on air when St. John's did what they did and ignore it. I think it would be foolish and selfish of me to be like, I don't care about St. John's. I'm not watching these games. I'm not talking about St. John's when it means something to so many people. I'm just trying to have a good show. 888-808-1019 in Dix Hills. Let's talk to Andrew next. What's up, Andrew? You're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith. I went to Villanova, so I've already seen Brunson succeed twice as a fan of him. And if he does it again this year, you know, he will be my favorite athlete of all time. I mean,
have any doubts. You've seen this movie before.
I have, but I have to say, I doubted going into the Celtics series. I went, okay, this is the end of the season. I hope these boys put up a good fight, and, you know, they'll mesh again next year. But the reason why I didn't believe it wasn't not because of the players, but because of Thibodeau. I don't think that he has unlocked the offense of this team yet, but if they play like they did in Game 5, that's the offense that can lead this team. In Game 6, that's where people are distributing the ball. The starters getting, you know, 15, 20 points each. Hart's getting a triple-double. That's the difference. And I finally see what Leon Rose has created and the offense that he dreamed of. There's a glimpse of it so far in this playoffs. And if they can actually do that on a consistent basis, I believe. I think this team can do it.
Sounds good, Andrew. Thanks for the call. Yeah, what I'll say is I can't take what we saw in Game 6 against the Celtics team, who I just felt like they were done, bro. They were cooked. But I know I took calls where people were saying, oh, no, we're in trouble. The Celtics are alive. We gave them life. And I'm like, they were able to muster up that type of fight and energy in their building. They were able to take the emotion from losing Jason Tatum and get one game like that. And, like, not for nothing, the Knicks kind of conceded the loss. And then when Brunson got in the foul trouble, you know, Karl Anthony Towns was a no-show. Like, it just one of those games that goes back to the conversation around the Knicks that, like, after they win, they don't have the killer instinct. When they're up, human nature, a phrase that has been used this whole playoff run, human nature kicks in to know it's a series. We're all right. We got another game to lose. We're not facing elimination. We're good. In this Pacers series, you hope for urgency. In this Pacers series, wouldn't it be nice to beat them in 5 games? Wouldn't it be nice? But I don't expect it. I think it's going to be back and forth, back and forth. Pray for health. And pray that Tom Thibodeau has a game plan for, you know, the 7-8 guys that are going to play for the Knicks to be able to run and deal with the 10 guys that are going to play for the Pacers. And when the Pacers do go to their bench, that the Knicks can, like, hold them off and go on runs, and your guys just shine, your guys that are better. And you are going to need it. It won't just be Brunson. And I know you're a Villanova guy, and you've seen Brunson. He's the leader. He was a champion in high school, college, and now he's trying to get one in the NBA, and he's close. But it's a team game. All these guys got to score the basketball, and I think they have more confidence than they've had all year. If it's Josh Hart wide open, he's going to shoot the three. If it's OG, he's going to shoot. Bridges, he's going to shoot. If they got to get the game going with Karl Anthony Towns underneath, he'll get going. Karl Anthony Towns, bring the three ball back. He didn't shoot enough against the Celtics. I expect him to be shooting against the Pacers. It's going to be a good matchup, and the intensity raises up to another level, man. Like, the Knicks got out of the second round. Just like you said, you thought it was a foregone conclusion that, hey, this is the end of the season. Yeah, because that's what everybody told you. But it doesn't matter what everybody says. It doesn't matter what Bill Simmons and Colin Cowherd and Brian Windhorst and all those guys. And shout out to Wendy. That video is hilarious with the Knicks fan running down on Wendy.
Throwing trash on the guy, him and the Pacer fan. Now, the Pacer fan, who's a firefighter, by the way, in New York City, somehow the McAfee show found him, got him on the show today. Halliburton called in, and they're flying him out for Game 4, first-class floor seat.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today. If you don't know about flyer deals on Instacart, this message is for you. Flyer deals are like strolling through your favorite store looking for deals. but you're scrolling your phone, and maybe you're in bed. Because getting delivery doesn't mean you have to miss deals like you'd get at the store. Like the one creamer that doesn't make your stomach hurt, or the pasta sauce you can't not buy when it's on sale. So download the Instacart app, shop flyers, and never miss a deal on one of your favorites. Plus, get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
He's putting him up the whole nine yards just because he got the garbage bag and everything thrown on him on the...
I mean, he's fine. And this is New York, though. Like, imagine... Like, I started digging through some of those videos, too. I saw the Pacers fan that had the Halliburton jersey on.
Yeah, that's the guy who...
So we're talking about the same guy. I'm like, I thought everybody was safe. That guy you're talking about now, like, the internet, that stuff reaches people. Good things come from it. I saw the police escort him out. Now that guy's become...
We all know the internet is typically a cesspool. That's the one thing we can all agree on, along with, you know, the Knicks, is the internet could be a real tough place. In this context, there are specific instances where it actually pays off in a good way. And this is one of the ways, is that somehow the guy... There's a video. McAfee has a huge reach. The show finds him. They put him on the show today. Halliburton surprises, FaceTimes in from Pacers practice, and he pays for the guy to get to game four.
You think McAfee is pulling up to the Garden? He's going to sit next to Stephen A? You think he's going to put a long sleeve shirt on? Are we going to see Pat McAfee this round?
Certainly a chance. We're going to see him a lot. I don't know if we're going to see him at the Garden, but certainly a chance. I mean, listen, as a Bulls fan, I couldn't care less, honestly, but it's when the Knicks are good, it's a good thing for sports. When the Yankees are good, it's a good thing for sports. When the Rangers, when the Maple Leafs, when big franchises are good, it's always
good.
They're
established brands in the greatest city in the world with the most fans. I don't even know the population. It's billions. Like, there's so many people around this greater New York City area that care about the Knicks and care about basketball. That's what you need. That's what you, like, okay, so, and we'll get back to the phones, 888-808-1019. Maybe not right now before the break, because I do want to queue up Reggie Miller. But, like, it's simple math. There were fans talking about, oh, they need a game six. Why? For TV, for Madison Square Garden, for New York. I don't think you get the optics that you got with that fan, the Pacers fan, getting the garbage thrown at him. I seen a video of a Nets fan. Why would you wear any Nets gear and go out there? I seen a Celtics fan out there getting bullied. Like, why would you want to be in that melee? But, like, it's good for business. It's good for social media. Social media is controlling everything now. Views, engagement, marketing, social media influence. influencers, influence marketing, like, and like just how we said, like this guy, I'm like, Paulie's talking about, I'm like, oh, I saw the video, it's the same guy. Like now this guy has become a thing. I didn't see that. I thought it was a different guy. Like everybody has a phone. Everybody has these apps and it is good for the optics. Now, you know what's not good for the optics? The Indiana Pacers playing the Oklahoma City Thunder. Two small market teams in the NBA Finals. And mark my words, there will be a narrative that the NBA is rigged if it ends up being Knicks and Timberwolves, let's say. You got Ant-Man, a number one pick. Minnesota's not a large market. It's better than Indiana. Alex Rodriguez owns the Timberwolves. Like, you know, that type of stuff plays because there's more money to be made. It's better for everybody, even with the Subway Series. On my show Sunday, I said, you know, you're going to sell more tickets. The highest attendance was Sunday night, 48,000 plus. Why? Because it was a rubber match. I think there would be less Mets fans, which I even heard on the broadcast. I think I was hearing Emmanuel and Susan talk about how many Mets fans there were. Like, there was a good showing of Mets fans during Sunday night baseball. Yes, because they're showing up thinking that they're going to take the series. They're going to celebrate in Yankee Stadium. Shout out to the Yankees, man, not playing Frank on Saturday. That was like, I didn't have to get on the radio Saturday, so I actually sat there through the end of the game, and they played, like, Alicia Keys, New York, but, like, the, like, slow, like, you know, piano version. I'm like, it's nice that they can't sing New York, New York, you know, Frank Sinatra on us and mock us. But, yeah, it was better for ESPN, national viewing. It was better for ticket sales. All right, rubber match instead of the Yankees going for the sweep. 10 o'clock approaching. Keith McPherson on the Fan. If you're on hold, stay on hold. If you'd like to join us, call up. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, everyone. Summer is just around the corner and May's packed with reasons to celebrate. Whether you're firing up the grill for a backyard barbecue, soaking up the sun by the pool, or enjoying a long weekend with friends and family, Whole Foods Market makes it easy to kick off the season with great everyday prices on high-quality favorites, from fresh produce to grilling essentials. Let's dive into the savings and get your summer fun started right. Personally, I love how easy Whole Foods Market makes it to pull together a last-minute gathering. I was there recently picking up a few things for a cookout, and those yellow low-price signs are no joke. I grabbed their No Antibiotics Ever Ground Turkey and a few 365 by Whole Foods Market Organic Salad Kits. Honestly, so convenient and surprisingly affordable. The quality is still everything you'd expect, but I definitely felt like I was scoring a deal, which I love. Plus those yellow sale signs, I make a beeline for them now. Especially when I saw strawberries on sale, we went through 2 cartons in 1 day. Save on May celebrations with great everyday prices at Whole Foods Market.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Did you know that it's proven that attractive people tend to like hot, spicy food? Yes, it's true. Hot people like hot food. Introducing 5-Hour Energy's new Spicy Cinco de Mango. This little shot is sweet, spicy, and a tad unhinged. Just like your favorite party guest. It hits with a bold chili flavor, then smooths things out with that juicy mango kick. Honestly, I tried it the other day, and wow, it brought the heat and the hype. Total game changer. Research even says more than half of spicy food fans think they're hot. And you know what? They're not wrong. Hot people like hot food. Get your spice on with 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango. Think you're hot? Prove it with this spicy mango shot. And yes, it even comes with hot sauce. Turn up the heat this Cinco de Mayo or any day because life's too short for bland. You're hot. Your energy shot should be too. Get energized. Get spicy. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is here for you. 5-Hour Energy Spicy Cinco de Mango is only available online for a limited time. Head to 5hourenergy.com to order yours today.